This is Arts and More. How do you explain something serious to your kids? When your child comes up to you and asks, "What is the Holocaust?" what do you say? How much do you tell them, and will they understand? Well, next week, Face Off Theater will present a play by an all-children's cast that deals with two very serious subjects, the Holocaust and the Underground Railroad. As WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, Home on the Mornin' Train by Kim Hines puts you in the shoes of kids facing some of the most difficult periods in history.
Watching Home on the Mornin' Train is like seeing a Venn diagram come to life. On the right side of the stage, African-American kids run away from the bounds of slavery. On the left side, Jewish children try to escape Nazi Germany. There are many similarities in their stories, and sometimes the characters physically meet in the middle. At one point, a Jewish boy and a slave girl face and mimic each other, as if looking at a mirror.
Sometimes I wish we had a brave Mary and a runaway Jesse to bring us where we need to go. So we don't need to worry about a thing.
Both kids are afraid of getting caught and sad to leave behind the life they've always known. But they also have hope for freedom and music to get them through it. While the Jewish children recall the traditional songs their mothers used to sing to them, the songs from the Underground Railroad come with secret messages. Jelena Jones is part of the chorus.
Some of the messages, like "Waiting in Water," is telling you to, telling you to be quiet and just... God's going to trouble the water. That obviously means God is watching over you.
Seven-year-old Jackson Castaner is probably the youngest kid in the cast. I asked him if he had heard about slavery before being in the play. He said his kindergarten teacher had read a book to him about it once.
But some slaves are trying to get away from who slaved them, and they had to hide on the way.
Director Bianca Washington says many kids in the cast haven't learned much about slavery or the Holocaust in school. But she says being in this play has helped kids like Castaner to understand the difficult parts of human history.
I remember our first table read that we had, and he started crying. And everyone around the table just did not know why. And he said, "This makes me sad, because I would miss my mom too." And this is a seven-year-old completely connecting to the material.
As for the older cast members, 19-year-old Alex Hoyle says being part of this play makes him appreciate living in the 21st century.
And how I can, you know, express myself freely and say what I want to say and be who I want to be without consequences like getting taken away, you know, getting sent to a camp just because of the color of my skin, or the way I speak, or who I choose to spend my time with.
Washington says the play is set in the past, but these secret struggles are still going on today. Take Flint, for example.
There are some folks who are here in our country that are illegal, and they're not answering their doors to get water because they're in fear of being taken away and deported back to where they're from. And so there's an underground happening there, too, as well, in terms of, well, how do we get this water to folks that need it?
Alex Hoyle recalls a line from the play by the character Olivia, the daughter of a freed slave.
It's nobody's free until we're all free. And I think that is almost like that's what the play is about.
You can see Home on the Mornin' Train Thursday through Sunday of next week at the Epic Center Theater in Kalamazoo. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.